This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is blasting the United States Supreme Court's decision to end a constitutional right to abortion, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the high court made a mistake in essentially challenging privacy rights.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States.
And says he backs changing Senate filibuster rules to let a bill extending abortion protection pass by a simple majority instead of 60 votes. Still, as he ended a NATO summit in Spain, the president said the ruling does not affect the nation's global standing.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been.
Taking credit for modernizing NATO to adapt to new threats from China and Russia, he announced more aid for Ukraine while saying the alliance will stick with Kyiv as long as it takes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a blow to the fight against climate change, the U.S. Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. By a 6-3 vote Thursday with conservatives in the majority, the court said the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Instead, the EPA is limited to plant-by-plant regulation, the High Court said. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the namesake son of an ousted dictator, has been sworn in as Philippine president, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Protesters hold placards that read, "Never again to martial law," and "Reject Marcos Duterte." Activists and survivors of the martial law era say the political comeback has been pulled off by whitewashing his family's image. Marcos Jr.'s rise to power comes 36 years after an army-backed people power revolt booted his father from office. But in his inaugural speech, Marcos Jr. defended the legacy of his late father, who he said accomplished many things that were not done since the country's independence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization says coronavirus cases are on the rise again around the world. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The WHO says COVID cases were up 18% last week, with more than 4.1 million new cases reported globally. The Middle East saw the biggest rise, up by 47%. Infections rose by about 32% in Europe and Southeast Asia and by about 14% in the Americas. The number of deaths remained at about 8,500 worldwide, but increased in three regions, again the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the Americas. The WHO says the rise is mostly driven by Omicron variants BA4 and BA5. I'm Ben Thomas.
Libya talks in Geneva ended on Thursday without making enough progress to move towards elections, the United Nations Libya advisor Stephanie Williams said in a statement. The talks were aimed at agreeing to a constitutional basis and interim arrangements for holding elections originally scheduled for December 2021. Many Libyans fear a failure to set a path to elections and resolve an existing dispute about control of interim government will thrust the country back towards territorial division or conflict. Since the planned December election was abandoned, Libya's rival factions have moved to a standoff over control of government, with both sides backed by armed forces in western areas of the country. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says the Supreme Court's decision ending a constitutional right to abortion is destabilizing, and he supports changing Senate rules to codify nationwide abortion protections. Biden spoke Thursday at the end of a NATO summit. Biden says that Transatlantic Alliance has transformed itself by adapting to a rapidly changing security situation around the globe. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.